I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So one more thing here before we wrap up the Halloween season. I guess that a good enough scare can actually make you soil yourself. I thankfully have never been scared to the point of soiling myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a natural flight. It's a human flight response.
It absolutely is. Because, you know, there's that haunted house around here where they do have like a people peed themselves meter every year, right?
Yeah.
Like they say, you know, it just keeps climbing through the Halloween season. 14 people wet themselves or, mm-hmm. you know, 22 mm-hmm. people wet themselves. So what does your body actually do in response to fear? And by the way, if you have soiled yourself when you got scared and you're willing to admit it and be brave,
I think it's tons of, like, moms.
I had to do that. The haunted house event I was rescued from many years ago, there was poopy underwear in the parking lot.
That's not good.
Andy, why do you have your underwear in the
parking lot? Yeah, I was going to say, what happened?
Mine. I got out of there before I pooped myself.
He knew he would.
I got rescued before I pooped myself.
Yeah.
I bet you that's what somebody who pooped their pants at the haunted house would say.
Yeah.
Yeah,
true.
But they never admit they saw the poopy underwear, yeah. though. If you have been so scared you soiled yourself, 1-855-954-6969. Toll free, 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. They say before you can even react, the scare activates your amygdala. Whatever that is. Okay. That triggers your fight or flight response.
Right.
The rational centers of your brain kick in and your frontal cortex starts analyzing stuff to figure out if the thing that scared you is really a threat or not. Then your cardiovascular system ramps up. Stress hormones start flowing. That raises your heart rate. Also causes the tiny airways in your lungs to dilate and send more oxygen to your muscles so you can run or fight if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of glands get involved. You get a surge of adrenaline and cortisol. Then your gut feels the effects. Fear causes the blood vessels in your intestines to shrink and send resources to other parts of your body. That gives you a boost of energy, but that's what can make you soil yourself as well.
Well, I mean, if I had one on deck and I was holding it, and then something really scary happened.
It's not on deck anymore.
No,
it's up for
it's
bat.
All about like what, but at the same time, like I wouldn't go into a haunted house with diarrhea.
No.
You really think a haunted house would be able to do that to you?
I think the right person.
I would
think,
wouldn't like, be able to do attempt, it to like me.
Someone's trying to murder you or something, that would be acceptable.
Yes. Well, that's when you hope you poop, right? Yeah. Like, if someone's trying to rape me, I want to poop on them.
But a haunted house?
Yeah. That's a defense mechanism.
So yeah.
I agree with you, Lise, but I do think there's some people that are so easily frightened.
There are people that just that jump scare.
Loose bowels, yeah. It's a combo.
And it's just, and like, I think a lot of ladies who have been pregnant, as soon as you've been pregnant, you pee yourself.
Well, yeah,
all the time after.
Loosey goosey down.
Yeah, everything's loose. And so I think a lot of moms who are taking their kids through, they have a jump scare and they pee themselves. That's
it's all moms.
I think it's all moms. I do.
I do believe a lot of moms pee themselves.
I do too.
And old aunts.
Old aunts.
I had one of my aunts pee herself on a roller coaster with
me. Older ladies pee themselves. That's just the truth of life.
Not all moms pee themselves.
Not all moms, but a lot of them.
Some of them.
I would say most moms would admit that they peed themselves.
Amber said that she's thankful she had C-sections. I mean, even though, you know, she was ready for regular childbirth at the time, but, you know.
I know plenty of people with C-section stuff that still pee themselves.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was all due to the vaginal delivery.
Mm-mm. Like a little laugh or a scare pee type thing.
Oh, yeah.
Sneeze
Better
pee.
Be ready.
Oh, my God. Oh. Mike's in Rhode Island. He's with us first. Have you ever been so scared you soiled yourself, Mike?
Hi, guys. Penis. Me and my buddy, 2004, we're in southern Baghdad, our first couple days in Iraq.
Yep.
Rolling out the gate on dismount. We start taking some fire, you know, we do what we have to do, and next thing we know, we both look down and go, I think we pissed ourselves a little bit, guys.
Wow, that's over. You're a badass, dude. Yeah. You're allowed to pee yourself, dude.
It's
come
an appropriate
on.
Situation.
Yeah, yeah. We're shot in Iraq, okay. Yes, yeah. Or shot at. Yep. Luckily, you weren't ever hit, right?
No, we got lucky.
Yeah. No. Okay. Good. Good to know. All right, dude. Thanks for your service, man. Thanks for calling in.
Questions, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thanks.
I guess I shouldn't have asked, but well, he's still talking. He's talking to us.
But anything could happen. He's gonna be like, "Oh, my buddy got killed by a sniper," but oh, Dave Hunter.
The follow-up.
Yeah, war is an appropriate
get out of jail.
That's where
pee and puke.
That's where guys pee. Okay, I really think that that's where the majority of men are peeing themselves, if not drunk at a football game. But that's okay. The number one is you're so drunk that you are drunk and went through
a
haunted house.
Probably more
and peed yourself.
That's more popular than war.
Yes, 100%. It hit me after I had said it, where I was like, oh, wait a second. The real number one is you're drunk.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about you're totally with it and lose it and pee, man, it'd have to be a hell of a thing.
Yeah.
I soiled myself just driving into work this morning.
Aww.
You, my friend, have loose bowels.
You got a problem. You got a problem with your butthole.
You do. Paige is with us now. Hi, Paige. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Have you ever been so scared you soiled yourself?
I'm an actor at a local haunt. And I've made a lot of people admit that they have soiled themselves when I've scared them.
Yeah. So what are you doing? Like, what's your tactic to get them to soil themselves?
I usually wait until, like, part of the group has passed me to jump out towards the middle, because then they assume that there's nothing because the people in front have already gone through.
You have to remember, too, the people at the front are the most brave.
Yeah, and the people in the back are the ones that really don't care that much. It's the ones in the middle that are really scared.
Yeah, because they put someone in front to kind
That's
of
smart.
Block their
so
way.
So they target that middle crowd and then scare them, and they pee.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'd ever poop my pants, but I'd fart.
If I fart,
yeah.
If I fart, letting a fart out and letting the whole thing go is the same thing.
Yeah,
really.
And I have a couple of times where I just laugh too hard, and I'm.
Oh sure, yeah. We've all been there.
Get some squeakers.
Laughing.
Oh, I've sneezed and farted, coughed and farted. Yeah.
So what scared you so much you soiled yourself? Someone said, I got robbed when I was 19. I thought the gun the guy had was fake until he pistol whipped me, knocked me to the ground, and he stuck the gun in my mouth and cocked it. I instantly pooped my pants and gave him all my stuff. Luckily, he didn't blow my brains out. I think I peed a little as well. Thanks for making my morning at work amazing.
Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah, I know, that's horrible. It's,
well,
you've got a gun in your mouth.
Doesn't sound like he was
pants.
Like, your gun isn't real. He went,
yeah.
Like, put it in his
it
mouth.
It doesn't have to be real to pistol whip you. And put it in your mouth.
And wow.
Damn.
I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I've chosen poorly.
Oh, no. Working in construction, had to go to the bathroom after drinking coffee first thing in the morning. Was running down the stairs to go to the John. My coworker jumped out and scared the crap out of
me. That's it.
Literally.
Yep.
Lost my underwear that day.
Goddamn.
If it's on deck, you are in much greater, you know, it's a much greater threat.
Yeah.
That's why I don't screw with coffee, man.
It is. Oh, yeah, that's the reason.
Coffee.
Oh, coffee activates you.
Once you, I don't know, I don't find that, truthfully.
Really?
Like, I.
Depends on the person.
I think it does. And I think if you do it, I do coffee every day, right? If you're like, run a regular routine, coffee doesn't flow
like
through
on
me,
the like weekend. Like, I'll drink coffee, just like black coffee.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm up. Like,
then you
normal.
Run to the bathroom right after.
And then I'm like, yeah, it's a nice one. Oh.
That fast?
Oh, yeah. Two sips, huh?
Real fast. I mean, like, within 10 minutes.
I wonder if it just relaxes you.
They like said it's something with the caffeine.
Stimulates, right?
And, yeah, but I feel like it's something because of it. It's a hot liquid. Hmm. I just picture it burning
moves
all the way.
Things through, huh?
Yeah.
We're talking about being so scared that you soil yourself. This guy said that he was so scared on a roller coaster that he farted the whole way up. He said, I feel so bad for the people behind me. Yeah, I guess if you're moving fast enough, but if you're
out in the open air.
Yeah.
I think that you can smell it though. If you're right there.
Really? Once you get going, go down that.
We'll have to do this.
No, we're not going to put this to the test.
The fart roller coaster challenge.
Yeah.
That's the new thing.
I just laugh hysterically the whole way in a roller coaster.
On a roller coaster?
I swear, like a trucker.
I think it's the funniest thing.
I'm just like, I'm going to be one of those people that gets halved.
Oh, you're nervous.
Yeah.
The worst, when it was a log ride, I think, I had Chuck between my legs.
Yeah, that was good.
It's so strange. You guys have such a weird
history. You've been between Dave's legs a lot.
Sounds like a good time to crawl right between there.
Oh, my God. Not many morning shows have had that happen.
Their co-hosts between their legs?
No.
Well, some of them have. We've heard those stories.
But, yeah, that's true.
We have several memories of it.
Well, I can think of two right off the top of my head. So
me
there's
too.
Definitely the log ride. Yep, the log
the
ride
shoot.
And the photo shoot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we were at a photo shoot where they were basically like, hey, Chuck, climb in between Dave's legs and like lean back and closer. I'm like, I'm basically grinding Dave right now.
So yeah, on this log, this was years ago, we decided to go to a theme park one day after work.
Yeah.
So we worked in the morning and then we got in the car and we did like a road trip. It was me, Chuck, and Chuck's wife.
Yeah.
And they put me in first and then they put Chuck between my legs and they put his wife between his legs.
It was the weirdest. Well, the thing is, you're in the line. You're in the line.
It was like a single log.
Yeah, it was one log. Single log. So you're in the line and it's long. The line is like long. But it wasn't too long, like maybe 20 minutes or something.
Right.
And you once you're there, you see the way they're loading.
And you're like,
and I'm like, you're like, because I know James, like, how we're going to do this.
And then,
so we couldn't put. I couldn't have Chuck's wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Against my cry.
She doesn't need to feel 9 inches.
So it had to be Chuck.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
But it was really unnerving.
Yeah.
It was, because you're spread eagle like Chuck, and then you go down, and he was like holding on to me so he didn't
fall. Because Dave is spread, I'm spread.
Poor Patty.
I know, right?
It wasn't good for her.
No,
that's awkward.
That's a bad threesome. The log ride threesome.
That's so funny. I haven't ridden?
It's okay.
Well, one of them.
I haven't been on a ride in years and years, like
really?
Since I was a little kid.
Yeah, no.
I've been on a log ride before, but I don't remember any awkwardness.
No, like, I guess I expected it to be like the big raft ride where there's like a row of seats.
Yeah, we should have looked into it before we went.
Yeah, we didn't. But you can't see. You couldn't
they
see
still
what
have
was going
that,
on.
Or they get rid of it.
I don't know.
I think it's gone.
I think it's gone because it was just there, but I think it's gone.
Yeah, that old school one they turned into a roller coaster.
Yeah,
that's right.
Space.
Yep.
That blue water.
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah. People let it hit them.
Ooh.
They, like, liked it. They liked
so
it. They
gross.
Was like, yeah, it's like, that's like, who knows what's in there?
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
Theme park water?
Just, like, machinery and everything is running inside of it, you know? Like,
ooh. Then just people.
People. Yeah, theme park people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bathe in that water, I think.
There would just be like fat, like whole fat families just getting splashed. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Just being like, I remember being a little kid and being like, you guys are sick.
People would stand on the side. And that was, you know, they want to get hit with the water.
Oh, they would on that bridge.
Yeah.
You've seen the people on the bridge? I call them the bridge people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They wait for the big wave
to hit them.
Yeah. And they are rotund.
Families, I don't even think they brought shoes to the park.
No, I don't think so.
They never had shoes on.
No shoes.
But if you're having a bad day, just think of Chuck between my legs going down the hill on a log ride.
Yeah. And there's tons of, someone has an old school CD of pictures of just me and Dave, intimate shots of me and Dave. I've got my arms on his, like, on his knees.
Sounds strange.
It was weird. Oh, they put me in makeup. They
sounds
put
like
makeup
engagement
on
photo
me.
Shoot.
That wasn't for the log ride. Well, that was for the photo
they
shoot.
Put makeup
they
on.
Put
we
makeup on us.
We did anything that we were told.
Listen, when we first got here, we were so happy to be here. We just said yes to everything. Yeah. So when they wanted to put makeup on us for a photo shoot, we're like, I guess that's how they do it here, right? We're gonna have to.
It was like the best and worst time in my career.
Yeah, you're right.
It really was.
There was highs
so
and there was lows.
I
feel like we were total whores.
We were total.
We got effed hard.
Yeah,
we realized we can't let people eff us that way.
They feel like whores. They put makeup. They're like, put your makeup on, whores.
Put makeup up, paint up his face, and get him out there. Put him between that guy's legs.
I'll be honest. I was pretty mad about it.
Yeah,
I was pretty mad about it.
I don't understand that. That's so odd.
It was.
Yeah.
It was odd.
Yeah.
Radio station
those pictures still exist to these days
photos
too.
Though I mean there's photos of me that it's just like, come on, can we make that not ever be my pictures ever again?
Yeah.
Oops. We still have some that are 7 years old.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're selling them to this
still
day
around.
Mm-hmm. Fully made
from
up.
That same day.
Fully made
from
up.
That same day.
From that day.
Yeah.
All right.
They
some
got
people,
their black and white.
Yeah. Some people
don't
texting
see my
here.
Clown makeup.
Not a scare, but I crapped myself when I slipped and fell on ice.
Mm.
I think it was the impact, they say. Again, if it's on deck, it'll happen. Someone else said I got caught stealing lipstick at 16 from a CVS. Well, the security guard jumped out at me with his badge, and I got so scared I pooped my pants, and they wouldn't let me go to the bathroom until my mom picked me up. That's not good.
Nope.
I saw a kid get caught one time. He was in one of those little knick-knack stores, too. Like, it was useless. It was all jewelry, but, like, the $5, little $3 earrings and stuff. There's just racks of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that store was, but...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like,
He took some stuff, and they busted him, and so upset.
It's that moment in life where it's either it changes you, it changes your whole life. Like you'll never do that again.
Well, I could already tell that guy wasn't going to be a hardened criminal.
No.
right.
You know, with the bitchy bawling that he was doing, you know.
So for those that don't know, Jobby Nooner is this thing in Metro Detroit where a bunch of boats go to this island once a year and this
boobs
debauchery. It's boobs and beer, basically. This guy said this past June at Jobby Nooner, 11 dirty blondes, 2 grams of mushrooms in, the storm of the century hit. 8 to 10 foot swells hit the island. It was chaos for about an hour. I couldn't stop screaming at people to not cut their anchor lines. I was on the beach. I felt like I was in a medieval naval battle. First time I ever got home and realized I sharted hard.
Oh.
I'm usually fearless, but that was epic.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember that day. It was bad weather for the job.
Yeah.
Get back to me when you get to 7 grams.
Oh, no. When I
seven
was,
grams on the open sea.
My cousin threw me up in the air on a tube in the pool while I was having some diarrhea that day. So when he threw me up, I farted and diarrhea all hit the pool.
Like a jet stream.
Was that
a shooting star? No, it was just a kid with diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
Summertime diarrhea.
Oh, I was so nervous the first time I had sex, I soiled myself.
What?
That school year did not end well for
oh
me.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
My God. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's bad. I feel bad.
That's the guy, right?
Yeah, I would assume.
You hope.
I don't know.
I don't.
Well, I mean, is someone going to spread that? I mean, they might spread that about a lady. Sure, I guess kids are
Oh, listen,
horrible.
If someone did a girl and she pooped on them, that would be widespread.
Oh, yeah.
Be widespread. Doesn't matter who did it. I'm just trying to think of
how it would happen as a guy. I mean, I guess if the person got on top.
Yeah, or you're just so nervous. I don't know. I really don't.
Any kind
normally
of pressure.
Normally everything's all tightened up. But sorry about your luck. Sorry about your luck.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We got an email from one of our female listeners. She said, I was thinking of taking this story to the grave, but I have to get it off my chest. So please, please keep me anonymous.
Such a bad idea. Okay.
I'm a 21-year-old woman. For context, my boyfriend hates having his belly button touched because his stomach is super ticklish. Sometimes when I'm tickling him or spooning him, I'll put my finger in his belly button for a second and, you know, he freaks out.
Yeah.
So the other night, things were getting sexy.
I'll get you right back for that.
I was kissing down his stomach on my way to give him some BJ stuff.
Yes. Yes.
I kissed right above his belly button and thought, wouldn't it be hilarious if I stick my tongue in his belly button right now?
You want to get socked?
Well, God. It wasn't. He did laugh and kind of shoved me away. But the second I pulled my tongue away and closed my mouth, I realized I'd gone too deep.
No.
Oh.
I overestimated how deep his belly button was because I had a big piece of belly button lint stuck to my tongue.
Oh, God.
Well, it does collect
stuff.
That's what
you get. You'll never do that again.
It does collect stuff.
Ew.
Girls that play with dudes' belly buttons, they're in for surprises.
I know. We think it's funny, but it's, I guess.
It's one of the most disgusting places on me.
Yeah, it's a cavernous hole.
Yeah, mine is, I really got to get, I got to get in there with like a.
They're like a tool.
Yeah. My butthole is sometimes cleaner than it.
Oh my God.
It's the truth, kind
of. It's the truth.
You clean your butthole more than you do your belly button.
The amount of time I put into my beehole being clean.
I mean, it's like a butthole in the middle of your abdomen.
Yeah.
Gosh. I never thought of it like that.
And you get a belly lease, you know what it's a different game, different ball game, different belly button ball
it's
game.
It's a belly beehole.
I know this is weird and not everyone has experienced it, but you know, when I had my face pierced, you had to clean your piercing because if you didn't, it would start to stink.
Like crust and stuff.
It would start to stink too. Like there was like a smell.
Mm-hmm.
Belly button smell like that.
Yeah, belly button.
If you don't get in there and give it hell,
you gotta give
just
it
like
hell.
Stretched earlobes. Like,
yeah.
If I don't clean my ears or I clean my piercings in my ears, you get like a funk and
there's
it's
like
real
a,
stinky.
Yeah.
Like, listen, any hole you don't clean smells.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's just put that out there for people.
You got it.
Ear holes, bee holes, belly holes.
Her boyfriend's belly button did not smell because she wouldn't have been in there. So.
No, but I will say this, like it does collect lint off your shirt. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's like a washing machine.
It's weird.
Well, we think of it rubs up and down, so stuff just kind of goes in
there. Yeah.
So she realized she had a piece of belly button lint, a big piece stuck in her tongue. She said, listen to this, in sheer panic, not wanting to embarrass him or ruin the mood, I swallowed it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes, I swallowed
Andy,
it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You gotta go to a doctor.
She said, yes, I swallowed his belly button lint.
Oh man.
And he doesn't know anything about it.
Immediately I was like, why the F did I do that? We carried on, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. And even right now at work, I feel a little sick every time I think about it. It's been haunting me all day.
Because mine isn't just my lint. It's a mixture of some of my chest hair that has come loose. And
belly hair.
It's belly hair. And just,
Dorito crumbs.
Yeah.
Dorito crumbs.
Maybe that just means.
That's maybe just you.
I always eat my Dorito shirtless, yes, if you were wondering.
But she won't do that again. She'll never, ever.
Your belly button is your first mouth.
That's true.
Oh my goodness.
It is.
Ooh.
It's how you
eat.
That's
a weird way to look into it. She said, so I know I can never tell anyone I know about this.
No.
So please give me the closure I need to forget about this. I can only tell you guys. Sincerely yours, should have spit, not swallowed.
Just, you gotta casually just pretend you had a little bit of, like maybe some stomach hair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can be a discreet.
No,
she
didn't want to ruin the moment.
That's
I'm grossed out right now. I'm making crazy.
You know,
noises.
I wouldn't even dream of even with a girl. And I gotta assume that their belly buttons are nicer than ours.
You're right. I've never gone into a woman's.
I'm not diving in.
No, I'm not.
Nope. Sure, a lot of people do.
I'm not finding.
Someone
the bottom.
Just said I'm so turned on right now.
I'm not. I'm not finding the bottom of that thing. No point. I'll I'll concentrate fire elsewhere.
I usually can see the bottom of it.
Well, yeah. Some of them have like the where it's not, you know, it's like a super innie.
Girls are just so not gross.
Yeah. That's what you hope. I'm still not going to take a chance.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What, Dave?
Oh. Never lick a belly button, this guy says.
Why?
I went to Raspberry, my fiance's belly button, and he had a yeast infection in it.
Never heard of that. Yeast
you can
infection.
Get a yeast infection in your belly button? That guy's a dirty bastard.
Anywhere yeah. that gets moist, right?
Yeast. If you're getting a yeast infection.
That means it's moist.
Belly.
You got to get you some, what is that?
Oh, yeah. Right there, right there, right there.
How's that smell?
A belly button yeast infection?
Jesus Christ.
Belly button discharge.
You got to put Monistat 7 in there or something?
Yeah.
You got to rub that Monistat cream
on.
Oh,
along with a white discharge from your belly button, it can cover your navel with an itchy red rash. You got to use an antifungal cream like Monistat, Derm, and keep your navel clean and dry.
I'm kind of lucky because I have like
pictures.
I have an easy access belly button. But you see, like, the one on the left there, where it starts to get, like, ooh, you can't really tell. Ooh, God, look at this, guys.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what, though. What is that? What is that? What is that?
I can't look at this anymore.
This is brutal.
Clean your belly buttons. I guess that's the message.
It's, like, super, it's super easy to not have, like, a totally disgusting.
Oh, my God. Discharge, belly button, discharge.
Why don't you dive into that?
Looks like a gummy bear.
Yeah,
a green one.
James, like a green and yellow.
James, that's not a gummy
snake.
It doesn't look like
it's not. It doesn't look like gummy any gummy bear I put
like
in my mouth.
Gummy bears are way better.
That's how gummy bears come from.
James.
Someone said, you guys just ruined kissing my wife around her belly button for me.
I understand kissing around it. I understand kissing around it, but the dive down in it.
The get in there?
The get right in there? What is that? Like, is that getting a chick off? I don't think so.
Some people must like it, dude. Some people must like getting their belly button eaten out.
What? Stop it.
That's wild. So I said, I never want to hear the world's belly button discharge again.
Oh, man, I would never spend any time going down on a belly button. I wouldn't. I don't get it. This is kind of blowing me away a little bit.
And then there's the people that are like, people dine on the backside and you're complaining
right.
about a belly
button. No, but dining on the backside, that to me at least makes some kind of sexual sense.
Oh my God, someone said, I almost just crashed an oil delivery truck when you read that she swallowed the lint.
Yeah, that was a rough thing for us all to go through.
But guys do have their, like, it's a sensitive spot, the belly button. So it's, you know, funny to go in there, yeah. like, try and get it.
Well, my belly button's connected to my nuts.
Yeah.
So if you poke me in the, if you poke me there, my nuts go, whew.
There's something, there must be something in ancient people because, like, there's a, like, girls like going in belly buttons.
Yeah.
They got, like, a thing with it.
Because of the reaction.
Yeah, it's like.
But, the. Mouth part.
It does. It turns your guy into a Southern Belle, like
that's
right
fine.
Away. It's like, I'm too declaring.
That's fine. If you want to poke it, if you want to like Pillsbury Doughboy me, that's fine. I'm still upset because it hurts my nuts.
It's funny to us.
But at the same time, like, wow, what a warning I would give you before you decided you were going to go down to the bottom of it with your tongue and swirl it around. And because I would just be looking in horror, like I can't kiss you anymore.
Yeah, the mouth stuff is real weird. Mm-hmm. But
I understand tickling somebody and like
even
the
giving
reaction.
It a poke.
Because I'll poke your beehole just like that. You know, like that's the male response to that.
Some women have the same reaction when you push their belly button in. This woman said she can feel the pressure in her bit. She thinks it's awful. So
okay, yeah.
Some
so
people
then,
don't.
We looked
don't
it up
like
once,
it.
Right? Like,
yeah,
because like mine when you push into it, it's like. I feel it at the base of my penis.
Oh, yeah. See, I get my balls.
Yeah, right in the balls.
There's some kind of connection.
Yeah, there's got to be. I feel like that. I feel it. I don't know. I do feel like it's in my gut somewhere. The whole pushing your belly button.
It'll make the most bikery tough guy just be like, oh, you're such a rascal. Why would you ever do that?
You guys never had a man do it.
Speaking of bike week, someone said in Florida, downtown Daytona, girls put shots in their belly buttons for customers to drink out. Hopefully they've been cleaning them.
Alcohol, so that helps, like,
kills the germs. Disinfects a little bit. But at the same time, if she's working at the bar and then you're the 45th guy to drink a shot out of her belly button.
Normally, when you see that type of thing, it's like you go up to the bar with a girl that you know, and usually that it's like some chick you're banging or whatever.
Like a luge.
And they do a thing and you drink it off of someone you know. I would never randomly drink a drink out of a stranger's beehole or...
No, in Mexico, I had Mexican women try and get me to drink from them, and I would not do it.
No matter how drunk you are.
No. Yeah. I know. Come on, I know.
Like, you know, I can still, even when very drunk, analyze the situation and realize I can catch something in that moment.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being brave, lady. You did share quite a story with us that has made...
Highly disturbing.
Lots of people heave this morning. So
that's crazy to me that somebody might, like, really love it.
There are a few people that texted in. They love belly button play. Of course, Chuck. People are into everything. That blows your mind.
It's just one thing. Pulling a piece of lint that's like you want a little furry toy out of a claw machine and swallowing it. Somehow.
Trying to swallow it too. I can't even imagine. You'd need to take a drink. It'd be like swallowing a pill. A fuzzy pill.
Yeah, real fuzzy. Right. Sweaty, disgusting.
If you ever
on the floor and covered in hair.
If you ever swallow something you shouldn't have, email us.
Yeah.
Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You just have something you can't tell anyone else about but us.
You done did it.
I know. I'm going to get a bunch of swallow emails.
Can't wait to read all those swallow emails.
Yeah, sorry.
Man,
email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Believe the things I've been swallowing. I got a swallow problem.
Oh, God. Oh. This last one. I got burned by a belly button before my husband had a piece of corn in his.
Shut up. You shut your mouth.
Who's planting crops for next season?
That's so
my
nasty.
God. He was eating corn with his shirt off? Who eats corn with their shirt off?
Almost every
shirt on when you're eating corn at a barbecue, Dave?
That's what I was going to say. Mm. So many barbecues.
Listen, if you're... such a fat bastard.
You have corn in your belly button?
You have corn in your belly button. Thank your lucky stars you have a wife.
You're absolutely right. He's a lucky man.
It's a one in a million shot. It's like Luke destroying the Death Star. It's one in a million, kid.
The corn would end up in there.
Like, come on.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's certain trends that come and go. I thought this was gone. I thought that this was like a fad for a while, and then people just kind of gave up on it because it was too pervy. But they're still trying to make professional cuddling a thing. Brand new studio. This bigger mom and her bigger daughter just opened.
Come on down.
A studio in Jacksonville, Florida.
It's hot.
It's called Cozy Up.
Sweaty. Why not just get in between two big ladies that are related?
That are related.
That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You want a good shuttle sesh.
Porn.
Here's the story.
Each of my folds smells like a butt.
Oh. Action News Jax has the story. Let's take a listen.
It may seem odd, but just business for Joni and Jade Eitzman.
Get to just cuddle and be comfortable.
The mother and daughter duo are getting paid to cuddle strangers.
It is a form of therapeutic touch.
They opened Cozy Up, a professional cuddling studio on the south side this month.
We ask everyone that they're freshly showered and their teeth brushed, and because we want it to be a good experience.
This room is where the professional cuddler and client get to know each other and choose how they want to spend their time. Then they pick a room. Let's go into this one. Eitzman says each cuddle session is different. Sometimes people just want to have a conversation or watch a movie.
I do think there's a lot of lonely people that really can use a human connection.
A 2018 study finds nearly half of Americans always or sometimes feel alone. Eitzman says they want to help people feel happier and loved.
It really boosts their mood And I love to see when people are leaving, how happy they are.
The Action News Jax lawn safety expert says the business is completely legal, but many question whether a touch could go too far. I asked Eitzman, and she assured me everything is purely platonic.
Don't expect any funny business to go on.
I called the Florida Department of Health to see if the business is required to have a license, but I'm still waiting to hear back. Reporting on the South Side, Christy Turner, CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News, Jax.
Well, the owners told Christy they expect business to pick up around the holidays. They say that's when people feel especially lonely. So we're just as curious tonight as any.
Yeah, thank you. I know that it's not supposed to be like a sexual thing, but a million percent, I'm not going to cuddle.
No.
Someone who isn't attractive.
Yeah.
Well, you
I'm not. I could never cuddle them.
You're not.
I'm
guy,
sorry.
I could never cuddle that mom.
I couldn't
either. I wouldn't want to.
I'm not cuddling a random mom.
We're not their target. I guess we're not lonely, lonely people in need of a hug.
He's sad enough to get between two big old ladies on a big old beanbag chair.
Some of those beanbag chairs aren't big enough.
I know. I don't know how they were fitting them.
I'd have to be real tight with the person you're cuddling with.
But the cuddling thing has been going on for years, and it doesn't stop.
I thought it was done. At the same time, Lisa, I would assume that a lot of the places we've talked about have been closed now for, like, years. Like, they tried it for a couple years. It didn't really work. And then, but all these new people, they're like, oh, I'm going to give it a whirl. I'm going to give it a whirl. I'll tell you what, it's not going to work. This is not going to work.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That's safer for them. If you put two hot chicks in a cuddling studio, well, they're going to have a lineup out the door, but every guy's going to want to be tugged.
Yeah, but even these people, the guys want to be tugged.
By these? Like,
yeah. They assume that it's cheap.
By Chubby Ariel?
Listen.
She is Chubby
Ariel. They still have a website, cuddlecomfort.com, where you can find a cuddle buddy.
It's terrible.
They have, so it's a thing.
A cuddle buddy to me means an F buddy.
Well, I'm sure it is, but that's
I'm sure it is.
Still,
what's it called?
It's called cuddlecomfort.com, but you have to sign up with
you've already had it in.
So I feel like those two big ladies, they like slide a thing.
Just log in with James.
That they look out the door with, and they're like, did you bring the cheeseburgers? Come on, it's time to cuddle. You know, I don't take money. Show me the cheeseburgers.
Right. They made work in a trade. There's a bunch of there's cuddle list too. There's a bunch of these websites. I'm not running in cuddle communities.
Yeah, they just haven't made the news lately. I think everyone kind of got bored with the story. You know, these are the first that we've heard about in a while, but it's still
a thing.
Well, to me, it's a story because it's the mom and daughter duo,
right?
Yeah,
you know, Chubby Ariel and
her there's
mom.
One.
Like, come on, what's that chick?
24-year-old Yasmin. She was 80 bucks an hour. She can host.
I wonder what she does.
She's tall.
It just sucks. It sucks for this girl because even if you're just a cuddler, I don't believe you are.
No.
And that sucks. But also, you taking a picture with you just in a bra probably isn't the best way for me to think that you're just going to cuddle me.
I think most of these people are not just cuddling.
No. I think that they are freaks.
There's some in Fort Myers. In Fort Myers, that woman has a large, large head. Yeah, they're all over the country. So many of them look just like whores. If they're not whores, that's crazy.
But what's nuts is that I just can't imagine how long you're doing it before some guy propositions
much
you.
Like a massage therapist. Same thing, right? If you're a legitimate just cuddler, if that's your thing, you just cuddle, you know what's the percentage. At least half the guys will ask for more.
Yeah.
Just like massage therapists.
All the guys eventually ask for more.
It's just all Buffalo Bill type people that go to it, right?
Yeah, I think they go in expecting.
I don't know what would have to happen to me in my life.
Where you'd have to go to a professional cuddler?
Yeah, like what would have to happen
to me in
my life?
I think you just
have
to be alone. Like, no,
I think everyone I know would have to die.
It would be tragic, I think.
Like something really bad.
A lot of tragedy. But
everyone I know is dead.
Yeah, because there's someone else in your life that would give you a hug if you needed it.
Get you one of those body pillows.
I've got one. Got one.
Yeah.
Got a lion's one.
There you go.
I'm good.
You'd snuggle that thing.
I do snuggle it.
Probably do need to snuggle that a lot. Probably a lot of traumatic times with that thing.
Call it Matthew.
Oh, God. Well, that's Chuck's special.
I thought it was Mr. Time. Stafford you called it.
Well, that's when he's bad. Bad boy.
Yeah, so there's it's out there. It's still a thing, and it's in your town because they're all over the U.S. You just got to, if you really want one, if you're messed up, you'd have to be messed up.
Of course.
No normal person, no sane person is looking to be cuddled by a stranger for and pay them.
Mm. Now, I will say that just now I thought about, like, elderly.
Cuddle like the elderly?
If you paid someone to come and to go and cuddle your dad.
Oh, my God.
Or cuddle your mom.
Elderly people, I don't know.
I don't think my dad can be trusted. Life.
Well, that's the thing. I can't be. If I paid somebody to go cuddle my dad, he'd be like,
"Oh, you make the news."
Yeah. Yep. He'd try to close.
Yep.
But I don't think that a lot of the customers that are going in are expecting just to be cuddled. I think they're going in for more right off the top.
Yeah.
Hi, I brought the cheeseburgers. You
know. Exactly.
You guys offer mouth cuddles here?
Yeah.
Anything
your
goes,
mouth
right?
What's your mouth package?
They do have a store in Fort Myers. It charges $80 an hour for professional cuddling sessions. Someone said, I know a chubby girl that works there, and she kills it. Well, she just cuddling, though.
Kills it.
It's the thing. I can't believe that you're not doing stuff. Mm. Maybe you're not, but I can't. And my brain just doesn't say that if you're charging $80 to hug like a not so great looking chick, what is she doing to make it worth your while?
Mm. Just hugging you, like, just cuddling you.
Isn't it easy to find like a not so great, like if.
Right, if I just wanted to bang, if I just wanted to bang someone or get an HJ.
Or even just cuddle.
If you start taking your numbers down.
That's what I mean. If you go low enough to get down to the scale where I'm going to cuddle this mom. I'm pretty sure along the way I could find another mom that's a bit better looking and cuddle her for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
12 seconds. This is
I have a friend who admits she's starved for human contact and is a 35-year-old virgin. I don't even think she'd go to that.
Oh, that's so sad.
That is sad. Starved for human contact.
Jeez. You're a girl, though.
Mm. Still lonely women. Yeah.
No, I know, but I mean, what are you looking for? What do you think exists?
Probably some social awkwardness or something. You can't.
Unless they look like Jason Momoa, I'm not doing it.
I mean, like, I don't know what your sights are. Like, it's like, I'm really just settled waiting for a Jason Momoa who's as smart as Elon Musk.
Just looking for a Jason Momoa that sees me for me.
Back to that Fort Myers lady who does it. This woman said, I've asked her. She said it's mostly just lonely dorks. She doesn't have to do anything else because of how much they charge just for that. So, like, that's her only gig. Someone said they get a kick out of me. How I'm analyzing this like it's a legit business. He said, Dave, it's nothing but a front for a jerk house.
That's what
I don't care what they say about
would,
doing anything extra. It's all about getting behind a closed door and having an excuse to be touched.
Yeah.
Well, I am naive sometimes, but I do think some of them are legit. Like, they'll kick you out if you try and do anything. Just like massage therapy places. There's some where they'll tug you, and there's some that they never will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As far as the woman being attractive, any port in a storm.
Somebody just says, give the virgin woman my number. I give her what she needs.
I'll give her what she needs. I will fill her up. I mean, it's just
so medieval.
It's so crazy for me for a girl to be in that scenario. You almost never hear it. It's the girl.
Oh my God, for sure. You don't think there's? I think if we open the lines, I don't want to do it because it'd be incredibly sad. But how many lonely women would call in saying they'd love to be?
You've never done it.
Yeah, I think. There's
quite a Chuck, I think you're overestimating. Just because they have a vagina doesn't mean that they can, you know. There's many different other issues at play. Social, mental, all sorts of different things could be going on.
Give all the virgins my number.
I will give them no virgins in my wake.
I will give them what they need.
This person said, if I'm feeling lonely, I'd go to the strip club before I go to a cuddler.
Well, that's,
Yeah.
Yeah.
A normal
it's way less awkward, I would assume, a strip club.
Yeah.
way less awkward.
I think what it is that maybe a guy goes there because he's not ready to take like the strip joint plunge where you're going to go all in and ask for it all. They want that, like, I'm going to get to know you. I'm going to cuddle you for a few days, and then I'm going to see if you'll...
I think on both sides, you're playing with severe mental illness.
Yeah, cuddling a stranger.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
This guy said, when I first got divorced and I was on dating sites, there was a woman who had in her profile that all she wanted was someone to cuddle her. She was quite attractive, so I replied to her post. We cuddled twice on two separate occasions. On the third time, it turned into sex. We ended up being F buddies for a couple of months. Yeah, but she wasn't a professional cuddler.
No, but
no.
Got in the door as a cuddle. He probably could have done it the first night.
Yes.
Yeah.
He could have done it the first night, but he played it super cool.
And this person says men have a hard time admitting they want to feel love and be held, so those kind of guys may go there.
Hmm. Hmm.
I guess I have someone to hold when I need it.
I like, yeah.
So
like
I mean, never thought about it.
But I just never would.
Guys want to be held, but usually it's after they...
Yeah.
Yeah.
After the good stuff.
Yeah. After the old release.
Shebang.
Yeah. That's the most holdable a man is.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.